Worship yourself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Worship yourself. That sounds almost sacrilegious, doesn't it? It sounds almost like it's the strangest, most terrible thing in the world to do, to worship yourself. But really, it's the most important thing that we could ever do in our lives, to worship ourselves. In the first place, who are we? We are divine. We are created by God, and we are God. We are God. Now, if we worship ourselves, we're worshiping God. We're worshiping the divine. We're worshiping the most beautiful thing that we could ever worship in the world. It's not a matter of worshiping outside of a God, outside of ourselves. That's what we do so often. We worship people outside of ourselves. We say, they did, he did, she did. And what we mean to say is, our beautiful eyes perceived the beautiful person that they are. Our beautiful soul perceived the beautiful consciousness that they are. God in us, as us, through us, being us, observes all the world, and it is good and very good. This is how we called it from the beginning, remember? Good and very good. Now let's begin getting in the habit of calling it that today. Let's begin getting in the habit of calling the divine today. God in you, as you, through you, being you, and me, and everyone, is wonderful indeed. Beyond words, beyond comprehension, but delightful. And so we just take it as we find it, and we delight in it, and we worship it. We respect it. We love it with all of our heart. Because that's who we are. We are that absolutely fantastic being that is God. We are that absolutely fantastic being that is all good. We are that absolutely fantastic expression of heaven on earth. That's who we are. Now, when we worship ourselves, we're worshiping heaven on earth. We're worshiping the divine perspective in all things being revealed through us now. And it's a wonderful thing. Now, to worship ourselves doesn't mean that we bow down and kiss our feet or something like that, but what it means is that we respect who and what we are. We respect that we are beautiful and good and divine in every way. And as we respect that we are this, then that is what we are. As we respect that we are this, then that is who we are. And that is what we express. Now, when a child does something naughty, we don't say we respect that. We say, now, is that what you want to do? Is that how you want to be? Is that what our family believes in? Are those the values that our family believes in? And then the child looks at the things and doesn't say, oh, I got that, bro. He just looks at the things. He says, oh, no, I guess not. Would you like it if the other children acted that way? No. Well, you always act the way all people act. Respect yourself. You're a wonderful being. Respect yourself. Worship yourself. Mom, worship myself? Yes, son. Worship yourself. For when you worship yourself, you always do that which is your highest and your best. You always do that which is representative of the most beautiful thing that you could ever be. The most beautiful way that you could ever be, the most beautiful attitudes you could ever have. You can always tell when a person is not worshiping themselves. They feel sorry for themselves. And when you worship yourself, you have nothing to feel sorry for. My goodness, you feel everything is in divine order. You feel everything is beautiful. You feel everything is fantastic. Oh, yes, you do. Now, when we worship ourselves, do we go to the doctor? Do we go to the hospital? Do we go and have things done? No. When we worship ourselves, we eat beautiful foods, we breathe beautiful air, we drink beautiful fluids, we speak beautiful words. Now, it should be the other way around. We speak first the beautiful words. But when we worship ourselves, we are worshipful. We are something that is so beautiful and so wonderful and so good that we like to be with ourselves. We like to be in our world. We like to be who and what we are. Yes, we don't have to go running around for the teachers of the world. We don't have to go running around for the wisdom of the world. We don't have to go running around for the medicines of the world to take care of a body that's not loved. If you really love your body, your mind and your soul, if you really love this being that you are, do you know what happens? When you really love it, it is always reflecting outwardly what it is within the divine pattern that is set for it. When you always love anything, you see the good in it. You see the beautiful in it. You see the fine and the ideal in it. And how great that is. Do we have the privilege, the possibility, do we have the responsibility, do we have the opportunity to see good in all things, starting with ourselves, all the time in life? Oh, yes, we do. Do we have the opportunity to go around the world looking at the world as a beautiful and peaceful and glorious expression? Yes, we do. Do we ever stop and think that when things go wrong and people stop having them going wrong, the things seem to right themselves when they are left alone to their own beingness? Now, we have spilt oil in the water of the ocean, and the water is murky with this oil. And little by little, the oil sinks to the bottom. And little by little, the oil disintegrates and dissipates and goes back to its original purity and integrity. And pretty soon, the ocean once again is pure. Now, we've seen that just recently with the oil spills. We've seen that just recently. We've seen nations that were going into bankruptcy, that were running out of money, they were doing everything, and the other nations of the world said, we want to help you, but we cannot help you by giving you more money so that you can go further in debt. We help you by finding a way. And little by little, this too shall pass. The nations find their peace, they find their balance, they find their right action. Oh, some nations have bankruptcy, some countries, some cities have bankruptcy, and then they come out of it. And when they come out of it, they go back to their normal, wonderful way, and they become a beautiful, vibrant, dynamic, abundant city again. These things shall pass. What is it that made us into the unhappy, bankrupt city that we were? What made that happen? Well, we stopped doing that. We stopped doing things that caused the problem. We stopped doing things that caused the problem of health in our body. When our body is experiencing a lack of health, it's because we are doing things that are causing that. It's mental, physical, emotional, it's all things. And when we just relax and be at peace, then a wonderful balance takes place. An article I read this morning told about if you will start deep breathing and relaxing sincerely and wonderfully, your blood pressure will go right on down. But your blood pressure is up because of this and that and all these things that go down your body. No, it isn't. Your blood pressure is up because consistently you have allowed yourself to be tense and irritable and unhappy with yourself and with life. And when you deep breathe and relax, deep breathe and relax, consistently, persistently, importantly, your body readjusts itself. And all of those things that were threatening your body with unhappiness, all those things that the professions of medicine find in our body that are causing us to have tension and high blood pressure and things like that, it goes away. It goes away. And it's in peace. People who run and jog don't drop dead of heart attacks because they're running and jogging. They're dropping dead of heart attacks because they are having tension in their mind, in their heart, in their body. And this tension is taken care of. It's depleted by merely saying, peace, deep breathing, letting it all out. You say, well, that's the answer to all that stuff? No, no. That's the start. That's the start. We're back on the balance again. When we are in balance, we love ourselves. When we are in harmony with ourselves, we worship ourselves. When we are at peace with ourselves, we are at our highest and our best and our most wonderful expression of all that is good. Now, can this be your remedy? Can this be your experience? Can this be your delight? Can this be who you are? It surely can. I love to talk with people and counsel with people. And my counseling mostly is saying, now, what would make you feel good? How would you like it? What's going to change your world? What do you think you should do that's going to bring this about? And every time they bring up anybody else, I say, yes, but what are you going to do? Yes, they may have a problem. The rest of the world may be shaking your boat and pulling your chain and being tough on you. But the thing is, what are you going to do about it? You're going to breathe deep and relax. I gave classes in deep breathing, and when I gave these classes at different seminars, people just melted. They just melted because they were not able to do it by themselves, but in the class, they felt so comfortable in doing it. And then, after they had done it, then they went home and they did it regularly. And their lives were embellished so beautifully by it. Worship yourself. You have a body that will take care of itself under all circumstances. You have a body that will walk on fire, really. Not really. It won't walk on fire. It'll walk on whatever you tell it to walk on. Isn't it interesting how the desert people wear many cloaks? And you'd say, my gosh, take it off, take it off. Wear less. But they wear these many cloaks because they feel, rightly so, or they built that condition within themselves, that the cloaks allow them to be cool. The cloaks allow them to have a regulated body temperature system. Whatever we believe, these are the things that handle. Africans, not the ones who live in the desert area, that is, who are the Bedouins and things, but Africans who live out in the wildernesses areas, the desert areas, they go around naked, and they are cool, and they are peaceful. They can stand in the sun all day long, and their skin is supple and their body is wonderful because they believe it. They have trained themselves in this mental attitude to have this body. And they keep the body when they go into other communities and other environments and other temperate zones. Isn't it interesting? We create our own world by our mental attitude. And we have that opportunity to create our mental attitude however we want it to be, whatever we want it to do. And it's up to us. No one's going to say you can't do it. Well, the rest of the world will say you can't do it because they don't want to try. But if you do it, if you work on it, if you put it to the test, you'll find that it really does work. And it works just beautifully. And you feel very good about it. Your body feels very good about it. Your life feels very good about it. The world around you feels very good about it. And all is in divine order. When you learn to worship yourself, the first thing that strikes you is, do I have a right to do this? Do I have the gall, the attitude to worship myself? And then you answer yourself, I do indeed live in a temple that is divinely made. I do indeed live in a body that is so fabulous, so beautiful, so constructed, so marvelous. I do have a right to worship this body, to worship this mind, to worship this spirit, to worship this soul, to worship who I am. Not superior to anyone else. That's not its point. But absolutely magnificent, just who I am. And as I worship myself, I begin to recognize how beautiful everyone else is. I recognize what a beautiful world I live in. I recognize that I have everything in my life that I could ever want. My peace of mind. I recognize that I am good, and I am very good. I recognize that however we misuse the world has a way of taking care of itself and refurbishing itself and coming back. When we smoke cigarettes and do other things to give us emphysema and what have you, after we stop smoking and after we stop doing these things, in a period of time, our body returns to its original purity and integrity as its natural way. When we stop being against our body, being against ourselves, being against who we are, and before who we are, support who we are, and say, I like who I am, then our body gathers together all of its powers and all of its genius and all of its magnificence to return to its original purity and integrity. And in returning, it brings itself back into wholeness and perfection. Just like when the earth goes through so many millions of years of cycles, the tectonic plates slip up and over and under each other, changing the face of the earth dramatically, magnificently. And ice ages come and go. Water ages come and go. All these things come and go. Yeah, what about the people? Well, the people come and go. Because there will always be a new crop of people when there's land on which these people can express themselves and live. And we can have that land be our land forevermore, right here, if that is our choice. But we've chosen the planet Earth as a place to live because the planet Earth is a living, breathing planet just like we are. A planet Earth that is made of atoms just like we are. A planet Earth that has a purpose and design and pattern just like we do. And we don't have to understand the planet's Earth design and what it's going to do, what its plan is going to be, what it is. All we do is just worship ourselves and live beautifully here and now. And as we live beautifully here and now, we will be all that is important. Are you going to be concerned what happens a million years from now? Are you concerned about what happened a million years in the past? Well, there are those who study these things, and they find that fascinating to study. But it's only, as far as I'm concerned, my living in this moment now that makes any difference to me. And so I live in this moment now, worshiping this object that I call my body, this condition I call my spirit and mind and soul, this beingness I call me. And I live in the now, and I say, all is good and very good. The past never happened. The future never happened. And yet, the past did happen, and the future is already. But that makes no difference to me. I live in the now, doing all things that delight my soul and my heart and my being now. And in so doing, I am worshiping the most glorious gift that I have ever given to myself, the gift of me. We can all do that. And as we all do that, we feel mighty wonderful. Yes, worship yourself. I tell you, you're worth it. I know, because I'm worth it too. I love you. I love you. I love you.